From the American College of Cardiology, this is Dr. Kim Eagle, ACC.org, Editor-in-Chief, with this week's Eagle's Eye View. This is your weekly cardiovascular update from ACC.org. You know, cardiovascular providers increasingly are involved with the evaluation and treatment of stroke. And with medical therapy as well as interventional therapy, increasingly we're seeing heart-brain team approach to treatment in multidisciplinary stroke centers. This week, there were a couple of very important clinical trials in the area of stroke that I thought I would cover. Most of the time in our podcast, we cover research in a variety of journals that is often observational, and occasionally we'll cover clinical trials. But I thought these two trials were particularly important contributions to the literature. The first one is looking at the evaluation of triple antiplatelet therapy for reducing dependency after ischemic stroke. The trial acronym was TARDIS. The trial sponsor was the National Institutes of Health Research Technology Assessment Program and the British Heart Foundation. And the trial was published in The Lancet just this past week. The first author was PM Bath. The goal of the trial was to compare the role of triple antiplatelet therapy to low-dose aspirin, clopidogrel, and dipyridamole to standard care based on current guidelines. That would be either low-dose aspirin and dipyridamole or clopidogrel monotherapy. So the patients enrolled were those who were thought to be at risk for recurrent stroke. These were individuals who had a non-cardioembolic cardiovascular accident, or TIA. They were randomized in a 1-to-1 fashion to either triple therapy or a standard of care antiplatelet therapy, and there were about 1,500 patients in each arm. Patients in the triple therapy arm got 300 milligrams of aspirin load and then 50 to 150 milligrams daily, typically 75 milligrams. Clopidogrel with a 300 milligram load and then 75 milligrams a day, and dipyridamole 200 milligrams twice daily of the modified or release type, or 100 milligrams 3 or 4 times daily. The patients assigned to the standard care antiplatelet therapy group got either combined aspirin and dipyridamole or clopidogrel alone, using the same loading and maintenance doses as the interventional group. The patients were randomly assigned to the antiplatelet drug at 30 days, after which they were treated according to local guidelines. And as I mentioned, there were about 3,000 patients total. The duration of follow-up was 3 months. The mean age was 69 years, and about 37% were women. Patients who were excluded were young individuals, less than 50, individuals who had a presumed cardioembolic stroke or TIA, patients, of course, with hemorrhage or intracranial hemorrhage, and patients with severe hypertension. Most of the patients qualifying for this trial had a stroke, 72%, and the rest had an ischemic TIA. About 11% had received a thrombolytic. So very interestingly, this TARDIS study was stopped early due to safety concerns. The primary efficacy outcome of ordinal stroke or TIA for triple antiplatelet therapy versus standard of care antiplatelet therapy was not significantly different. Functional independence at 90 days was also not favoring therapy. For triple antiplatelet therapy versus standard of care antiplatelet therapy, the death rate was 1% versus less than 1%. Ordinal bleeding, 20% in the triple group versus 9% in the standard of care group. Fatal bleeding, 1% in the triple group and less than 1% in the standard of care. And importantly, extracranial bleeding was doubled in the group getting triple antiplatelet therapy, 19% versus 9%. So this study, which looked at intensive antiplatelet therapy at 30 days, did not reduce stroke reoccurrence or its severity when compared to guideline antiplatelet therapy with either clopidogrel alone or combined aspirin and dipyridamole. But the more aggressive strategy clearly had a significant effect on higher and more severe bleeding rates. So clearly, you know, randomized trials in the area of stroke are relatively rare, and this is a large trial, an important trial, and so far suggests that our current treatment using clopidogrel alone or aspirin and dipyridamole is superior in terms of safety endpoint compared to triple antiplatelet therapy. The second trial I wanted to mention today was a trial called DAWN. This is a study which is looking at the potential use of endovascular thrombectomy plus standard medical care compared to standard medical care alone for the treatment of patients with acute stroke in the last 6 to 24 hours when there was a mismatch between the amount of clinical deficit and the apparent infarct volume on imaging. So patients with an acute stroke were randomized at 6 to 24 hours after symptom onset with evidence of a mismatch to either endovascular thrombectomy plus standard of care or standard of care alone. Thrombectomy was performed with a Trevo device. It's a retrievable expanding stent that is used to remove occlusive thrombi and restore blood flow. Rescue reperfusion therapy with other devices was not permitted. Relatively small trial, 206 patients, followed for 3 months. The mean age was 70 years, although 25% were over the age of 80. 45% were women. About 28% were diabetic. This study was stopped early due to efficacy, so about 100 patients in each group. And the mismatch here was looking at the relative size of the clinical deficit versus the infarct volume. And they used a scoring system which has been developed by the National Institutes of Health Stroke Scale, looking at potential infarct volume versus the relative severity of the patient's clinical deficits. If you looked at the results of the trial, the primary outcome, which was a score on utility-weighted modified Rankin scale at 90 days, showed that thrombectomy was superior to control with a score 5.5 versus 3.4. And functional independence of the patient, which is very important, was 49% versus 13%. So this was also very important. Recanalization was superior with thrombectomy, 77% versus 39%. The median infarct volume was favored, and stroke-related death was just slightly, ever so slightly different in the treated group with thrombectomy. Symptomatic intracranial hemorrhage was 6% in the thrombectomy group versus 3% in the non-thrombectomy group. So the conclusion of the trial was that among patients who have acute ischemic stroke with a small to medium stroke volume who present 6 to 24 hours after symptom onset due to a large arterial occlusion, and with evidence of a mismatch between the infarct volume on imaging and the severity of clinical deficits, that endovascular thrombectomy, along with standard of care, was superior to routine standard of care for outcomes of disability and functional independence at 90 days. So this is an important trial. It suggests that endovascular therapy can be of benefit in salvage when we clearly see this kind of mismatch, and this is outside of the typical 6-hour window that is currently used often for decisions about reperfusion therapy of the brain. Obviously, we need further studies, but again, this trial, DAWN, which was published in the New England Journal this past week, I think represents an important additional contribution to the literature. So between the DAWN study and TARDIS, we have two additional pieces of information that can inform practice in the treatment of stroke, and I look for further studies down the road to further clarify the patients who will benefit most from these various strategies. So this has been Dr. Kim Eagle, ACC.org Editor-in-Chief, talking to you about stroke therapy and your Eagle's Eye View. This is your weekly cardiovascular update from ACC.org. You can find our clinical trial summaries of both TARDIS and DAWN on the website, as well as links to the original article. You can find us online or wherever you get your podcasts. And until next week, I hope you have a good day. Thank you.